Biden's Unlimited Resettlement, 74K Afghans Sent to American Communities. By John Binder on February 15, 2022. President Joe Biden, with help from former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama, has resettled more than 74,400 Afghans across American communities since mid-August 2021. The latest Department of Homeland Security, DHS, data reveals the extent of Biden's unlimited Afghan resettlement operation, the largest in American history, since his administration's withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. As of this week, more than 74,400 Afghans have been resettled in small towns and cities across 46 states. Today, just 1,200 Afghans remain temporarily living on U.S. military bases, as all others have been placed in communities. More than 76,000 Afghans, in total, have been brought to the U.S. even as top DHS officials admit that minimal vetting procedures are conducted. This month, an Afghan man was charged with sexually assaulting a woman. In January, an Afghan man was convicted for sexually molesting a 3-year-old girl. Last year, a 19-year-old Afghan man was arrested in Montana in October 2021 after he allegedly raped an 18-year-old woman in a Missoula hotel. Those charges came after two Afghan men in Wisconsin were charged with domestic abuse and child sex crimes. DHS has touted the involvement of Welcome.us, a non-governmental organization, NGO, created by Clinton, Bush, and Obama with the financial backing of multinational corporations like Facebook, Microsoft, and Walmart to resettle as many Afghans in American communities as possible. The Chamber of Commerce is also helping to funnel Afghans into American jobs. Last month, reports circulated that Biden is looking to bring thousands more Afghans to the U.S. with no end in sight for the resettlement operation. That plan would resettle 2,000 Afghans across American communities every month, putting them on a fast-track vetting and green card process. Currently, House Democrats are lobbying Biden to fast-track thousands more Afghans into the U.S. at a quicker pace. Biden's continuing unlimited flow of Afghans to the U.S. was first authorized by 49 House and Senate Republicans who joined Democrats in September 2021 to fund the resettlement to the sum of $6.4 billion. Then, in December 2021, 20 House and Senate Republicans helped Democrats pass an additional $7 billion in funds to ramp up the endless Afghan migration. Refugee contractors, the non-governmental organizations, NGOs, that rely on American taxpayer money to resettle refugees across the U.S. annually, secured billions as a result of the funding measures. Every 5 years, refugee resettlement costs taxpayers nearly $9 billion. Over the course of a lifetime, taxpayers pay about $133,000 per refugee, and within 5 years of resettlement, roughly 16% will need taxpayer-funded housing assistance. Over the last 20 years, nearly a million refugees have been resettled in the nation, more than double that of residents living in Miami, Florida. And it would be the equivalent of annually adding the population of Pensacola, Florida. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.